What's that?
I was getting TV. You
threw your hood back.
I was getting
podcast. You had your hood on. And then.
I was getting podcast TV ready.
Okay. So, Devin, you may be wondering why I called you here. I'm on another hyperfocus.
Okay.
So, we're doing another. We're not doing one about Dragon Ball this time. This time it's One Piece.
Oh, God. We'll be here for 5 days at least. And we're only going to cover the...
There's only 1,000 episodes. Let's go.
I got work. We both got work in the morning.
We're going to be commentating on all the episodes. No, we're not. So, Devin, I sent you a task. Could you tell them the task?
So, Kyle hit me up, what was it, 2 nights ago?
I punched him in the face.
Yes, he cartoon punched me in the face as we're 5 hours away from each other. So he hit me with a
tag. I yelled, gum pistol, slingshot in my fist all the way from Rome, Georgia to Tifton, Georgia.
Yeah, see, dude, it's funny you should say. So I got a quick backstory. No, nobody hit me in the face, but it's funny.
Hey, just a bit concerned. This was a bit. Well, I don't want you to actually be punched in the face.
Well, listen, so I was taking Jack and Lily out, and all of a sudden I hear a swoosh, kind of like in the manga, where like him stretch out. I'm like, dude, what is that noise? One of the neighbors' dogs got out, and he just booked it across the yard. Because we have a big backyard in the complex that we're in, and it's just like, kind of reminds me of Luffy's stability.
Run fruit?
Yeah, run fruit. The darn run fruit.
That's not enough fruit, I don't think. Listen, I looked up a lot of devil fruits for this.
Dude, I didn't realize how many devil fruits there were. One, I watched a video you sent me, and then like I also looked up the list. I said, oh my god, there's 242?
Okay.
I was like, dude.
Yep. I did extensive research because I've been like had to focus on one piece. So it was like, I'm going to learn everything. I'm also on, like, 40 minutes and a 1 hour and 20 minute video about all the theories in One Piece.
Oh my god, there's theories?
Yeah.
Dude, how can you have theories in a...
Do you want me to go over my top two real quick?
Sure.
One, Crocodile is Luffy's mom.
Dude, you sent me that TikTok, and I went down the rabbit hole, because wasn't he a man?
Mm-hmm. But there's the hormone fruit. I forget the actual name of it. Hold on.
Dude, I saw that, and I had to watch that, like, multiple times. I said, huh?
Horo no mi, which allows you to change the hormones of other people, or, like, produce pheromones, you have adrenaline boost, different stuff. A really cool one, actually.
Okay.
But there's a theory that it was used on Crocodile, which is why Crocodile's not the name of the person that uses it.
Mm-hmm.
My second one is that Soji King, or Sniper King, is actually Usopp.
It is Usopp, bro.
It is not Usopp.
It's Usopp, bro.
Definitely not Usopp. Who's further in the series here?
Bro, I know that whole line. That is like a troop in the community, bro. It's Usopp. Everybody's just playing dumb. Everybody knows it's
Usopp. They're not playing dumb. I promise you they're not playing dumb. Bro. All right, Devin. So let's go over what we're doing. I picked 10 devil fruit for you that I think you would choose or would fit you best. And then I picked... you pick 10 for yourself as well, and we're going to compare and contrast.
Mm-hmm.
Mine are in order from least to most likely. Okay.
All right.
Yours are not, if I'm not mistaken.
They are not, but they're the top 10 that I know you would pick if you had to choose.
No. It's for you.
I'm sorry. I thought about a view when I did a list for you and me, but mine aren't just the top 10 that I would choose. But
yeah, we're gonna go over both of the ones that we think would fit you best, or that you would pick personally.
Yep.
We'll do mine in a different episode.
Yep.
But do you want me to go first, or do you want to go first?
Okay. I'll go first. So we're doing the ones for me, correct?
Mm-hmm.
All right, let me get to my list. Let me get to it. I lost my list. I didn't mean to. Here's my list. All right, you ready?
Sure.
So the first one I did was just because, like, I'm a little fat kid and a skinny. Well, I'm chubby now. I chose the munch fruit. Allows users to eat anything by expanding their mouths and changing their bodies to match the characteristics of what they're eating.
Mm-hmm. So my first one is actually, you see in Alabasta, in like the whole Roadworks saga, I picked the Mogo Mogo no Mi or Diggy Diggy fruit.
Oh, the Diggy Diggy fruit.
I feel like you would, if you got this, you would like lean into being like a mole man.
Uh-huh.
I think you would have fun being a mole man. And be like, haha, I'm the mole man. You stumbled across my domain of Earth.
That is a good one.
Yeah, I think you would just have fun with it and run with it. Be like, I'm do stupid stuff.
I'm gonna do stupid stuff. Dude, Megan would just be like, why are you doing stupid stuff? Because I'm bored. Kyle's with me.
No, she'd get on to me and be like, go get your stupid friend. And be like, I cannot. He's underground. It is dark. I didn't bring a flashlight.
I didn't bring a flashlight. I can't go get him.
I forgot my shuffle in my other car.
Well, go get it.
She would say go get it. All right, Devin, what's your number two?
So my number two, and this one I wish I had for work, because, dude, on a daily basis, I carry so much stuff around me. I chose the pocket fruit. It allows users to store very large items.
I think that was one of my honorable mentions. I'm going through all my tabs.
Are you?
Yeah.
I just, when I saw this, I was like, bro, I need this.
Yeah, that one was like a really close one for me. But I think it got bought out by a couple others. But it was like a high contestant for an honorable mention.
Weird. I thought I picked that one for you. That one was going to be my honorable mentions for you, because I'm like, dude, you can never go wrong with having too many pockets.
I've got something similar when it comes to, hold on a minute, when it comes to, and like, wait, like, three more.
Okay.
Four more. And then you'll see what I'm talking about.
Okay.
But my number eight spot, though, is Gacha Gacha no Mi. It's a Paramecium intact devil fruit that allows the user to merge themselves with other people. It was eaten by Big Mom.
I
remember Charlotte Nucius. It's also called the Pile fruit.
Mm-hmm.
I could see you like having fun Dragon Ball wise.
Oh, that's a good one. Like,
Kyle, let's fuse together. Together we're stronger. Together we got a smart person mixed with me.
See, I actually started to write that one for you and me. I was like, we would
listen. The thing is, with us and Dragon Ball, we would team up a lot, so we would like work together. So this probably would be a good one if we were like exploring the One Piece universe for both of us.
You ain't lying. See, I should have did an honor mention one. I didn't do honor mentions because on this,
I think I've got enough for both. I think I got enough for you.
Okay, I should have done honorable mentions. I was like, hey.
What's your next one?
Let's see. Oh, I chose the press fruit. The press fruit gives users complete control over gravity. Kind of the way I viewed it when I looked at this more, it kind of reminded me.
Hold on a minute. Okay, that's not it. You mean push fruit?
Did I type it in wrong? I thought it was press fruit.
Hold on, let me check. Keep talking.
Okay. Well, press fruits, the way I viewed it as, I thought it was kind of like the force. Because, I mean, you control gravity, so I was like, that would be very useful, especially at work, dude. Oh, my God.
Oh, no. I'm thinking this is, yeah, you're right. This is the press fruit. It's Jushi Jushi no Mi. It's used by Ishio. I did not include that one, but I have some very similar ones. That's why I'm thinking of this.
Okay.
Okay. My next one, the number 7 slot, is Niko Niko no Mi, or the pawpaw fruit. So it grants the user the ability to repel anything via paws permanently manifested on their hands, making them a pawpaw fruit human. It's used by Kuma. So, hold on. So this is a very special fruit. So if you get hit on the hand, you can like repel the force out. You can manifest abilities in like paw bubbles, strength, or emotions, memories, attacks, force, stuff like that. And you can do that. You can use it to increase your attacks. You can use it to just do different stuff. You can use it to send people other places, do different stuff.
Okay, I saw that one too. Dude, some of these fruit powers are like off the walls, and then you get basic ones. And I'm like, how do you go from growing spider legs to blowing bubbles?
What's your next one, Devin?
Let's see. Oh, I chose the Puff Puff Fruit. Only because I want my... The Puff Puff Fruit allows users to generate a genie from their body and have it fight for them. I'd make this one go to work for me. I ain't gonna lie to you.
I'm gonna be honest with you. I debated on putting that one as an honorable mention because I could not think of anything better. And then I really dove in to Devil Fruits and I was like, oh, there's so many better options. I feel like you could do something better. Which brings me to this one, which is similar to like the pocket one. The Shiro Shiro no Mi, Castle Fruit.
Mm-hmm.
So it allows the user to become a living fortress, making them usually a castle human.
Mm-hmm.
It was eaten by Capone. Like, powers were first revealed in Archipelago Arc. But it can also like allow you, like if you're in the fortress, you can shrink people down and they can get inside of you.
Yep.
Like pocket size. You can also become a castle.
Dude, that one, okay, I saw that one, and that's what I'm talking about. Like, some of these powers are, like, generic, and then, like, some are, like, out there. It's like, whoa.
Yeah, I feel like you would, see, I play more to, like, your physical ability.
Yeah.
You're the type of guy that would be, like, front line of action if you were in this universe. So, I thought, or better than frontline defense.
That's fair. It's all right. You don't think my number 5 is kind of weird, but I thought it'd be kind of useful for like emergencies.
Yeah.
And my number all 5. Right.
Oh. What's yours?
My number 5 is the revival fruit. It allows users.
Revive fruit.
Yeah, the revival. Yeah. I'm starting to sound like Rata Rata fruit. I'm sure that's some.
That's a different episode.
All right, the Rada Rada.
That's where we just spend the entire time talking about Schnitzel.
I feel like we did that somewhere.
We would do that. I propose the idea where it's just unadulterated silence. And then the outro. It's the intro, outro. And it's just a large, hour-long space where we don't say anything. Never knew it like that. Yes. I can't imagine why.
Oh, yeah, I chose that one because it's like, I feel like I would have to use that one for emergencies. So it's like, yeah, I just have that one in my back pocket.
What's your next one?
So this one.
I don't know. Okay, no, never mind. You did the revive fruit. Yeah. You want to say what it does?
Yeah, it allows users to return their souls to the living world and after dying and bringing their corpse back to life. So I basically get a redo.
There's also some other uses. I see my Brooke. Where he can like kind of control souls or like amplify his soul or something like that. Or ghosts like that. I think that's later on. I forget which arc it is though.
Okay.
My next one is Kobu Kobu no Mi. Or pom-pom fruit. Basically, it allows the users to encourage and rally other people to awaken their latent potential to fight.
Man, that's some Dragon Ball cheap stuff. I ain't never heard of one.
Tell me you wouldn't, as a coach, you would not have that fruit.
Oh, I would have that fruit. I'd be like, look, bro, you don't want to be here at practice. I don't want to be here at practice. Just eat this fruit and let's go win some games. Oh, I won. It's not chicken tenders.
No, you're the one with the fruit and you're like, yeah, I'm going to hype them up. See?
No, I'll give it to my kids.
I thought it fit well for you.
I'd make the kids eat this fruit. Oh, we'll go.
No, you're supposed to have the fruit.
Well, my players,
that's the whole point of this episode.
Nope. You know what? Honorable mention. My kids can have the fruit. I'll make them eat the fruit.
Okay. What's your next one?
I chose this one just because I thought it was bad to the bone. I chose the Shadow Fruit. It allows users to create and control shadows, animating and freely manipulating their own shadow as well as stealing other people's shadows.
So, I picked one that probably would be more your speed, like in a fight. Uh-huh. I picked the Ishi no Mi or the Stone. Basically, it allows users to merge and manipulate stone, making them a stone simulation human. The fruit is not to be confused with the Lokia-type devil fruit. The user cannot transform their body parts into stone, nor generate it from the body.
That's a good one. I should have done that one. I saw the stone one, and I was like, meh. Which I'm kind of disappointed. I thought I deleted my number 10. I did not delete my number 10. But I chose a different one for my number 10 looking at it. I'm like, oh. Let's see. You want me to go on to my next one?
Yeah.
So my number 7 is the slow fruit. It allows users to emulate special photos, which will track anything they hit in a state of slow motion for 30 seconds. Oh, photons. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, you're fine. I just said Foxy. That's who currently has the phone. So mine is Deka Deka no Mi. It's a Paramecium devil type devil fruit, also called the huge hoop fruit. Basically, it allows the user to drastically enlarge the body, making them a gigantic human. I think you can also enlarge like different parts of your body, like increase for a punch and stuff like that.
Yeah, I didn't get that. See, that one to me, I thought that wasn't that's not Luffy's devil fruit, right?
No. He has a Gamma Gamma no Mi, which is recently learned out that's not the actual type of devil fruit he has. But it's actually like an imagination devil fruit, which increases his imagination ability so he can do anything he wants using his imagination.
Okay.
It pays to be in here.
Well, you know, dude, again, I didn't think there was that many devil fruits. I'm like, oh yeah, we'll do an episode. There's like, what, 30 fruits? No, there's 247. Nope.
All right, Devin, you ready for my next one?
Yep.
All right, it is Kira Kira no Mi, also called the Kilo Kilo fruit or Pound Pound fruit.
Oh, the Pound Pound fruit.
Yep. It allows the user to change their weight from 1 to 10 kilograms within any way affected overall size of the body. It has been so. I think you'd be able to, like, change your body weight from either, like, a light as a feather to super dense and they would, like, fall on people and crush them, or, like, super fortified where it's really dense so it's hard for you to get hurt.
Yeah. You know what's crazy? I chose that one for you, too. That was your number 7 fruit for me. I was like, the Kilo Kilo fruit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I chose that one for you. I was like, he'll want the Kilo Kilo fruit.
No, I actually picked it for you because I figured you'd be able to use that very well in like a battle situation.
Dude, you ain't lying.
I do feel like it probably would be a good idea for me not to have the devil fruit because I feel like you'd end up in water a lot. Just knowing how you are.
True.
All right, Devin, what's your next one?
So mine is the strong fruit. I did this just because like dude, have you ever tried
a pick? Hold on a minute. Hold on a minute. Do you mean Riki Riki no Mi?
Yeah, the strong fruit.
It's one of my honorable mentions.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Basically, it grants the user superhuman strength.
Yeah, that's why I picked it. I was like, dude, I need this in my everyday life. And also, I just want to go to the gym and just knock out like 750. Like, I just want to deadlift 750 pounds. Like, it's nothing.
Yeah. I've picked a lot of these because I figured you'd be able to use them really well with your strength. Where I'm more speed-based, I feel like you'd be able to really utilize your strength.
Yeah, no. My next one after that's the swim fruit. I just wanted to be able to swim.
That was going to be an honorable mention, but I changed it for a different one. But my next one is Tantan no Mi, Superior Mi Sentai Double Fruit. It's basically like the Kira Kira fruit. Basically, it allows the increased weight, making them super weight. It's like the Kiro Kiro, but more vamped up. There's no limit.
Okay.
All right, Devin. Do you want me to go over my honorable mention before we go on?
Yeah, because I'm on my spot. Last one.
It's the Yoshi Yoshi no Mi. Its official name is Ox Ox Fruit Model Giraffe. That's from Funimation. But from Viz, it's Ox Ox Fruit Giraffe Model. It's a Zoan fruit. Allows you to turn into a giraffe.
Let's go!
You can basically turn into a giraffe human. I'm not going to tell you who has it.
Yeah, don't tell me. I'm not there yet.
I know you're not, which is why I'm not going to tell you. But if you're smart, you do interesting things. But I feel like, no offense, Devin, you are a stupid person. And we play very well off each other. So I feel like you would find very interesting ways to use a giraffe root.
I would.
Yeah, it'd be like out of pocket, too. I'd be like, I didn't think of that, but it's something.
Dude, it's okay. Wait until we do the head cannon episode.
Yeah.
I have some very interesting head cannons. I was like, you'll be like, huh.
Are you ready for, what's your number one?
So my last one, which is the clone fruit. It allows users to transform into a physical double of anyone whose faces they touched. Dude, I would have some fun with that.
Bonclay.
Huh?
Said Bonclay.
Who's that?
He's the unspoken hero of One Piece, okay? You'll get to it.
Oh, okay. Dude, if I could just get a hold of some people's face, dude, I would have some fun.
So you ready for my number one?
Sure.
Oshi Oshi no Mi, the push push fruit. Basically, it's a very amazing devil type fruit that allows the user to freely move and shape the crown through it. It was malleable like clay. I kind of like the swimming one. I just, you'd be like whipping the ground around, like doing crazy things.
I started to choose the clay one for me and you because I was like, dude, we would do something stupid like that if we had clay powers.
Listen, my friends have, like, outside of this podcast, determined that if I was an earthbender, if I had a singular type of bending, it would be over for everybody because I would find different ways of using chemistry to just make people think I was the Avatar just to torture them.
Dude, Megan's like, me and Megan always talking about that in bed. When we're laying in bed, like, the pillow, like, we're laying in bed about to go sleep, she's like, I'd be a firebender, you'd be an earthbender. I'm like, yep. You know, on Firebender, she's like, when the Fire Nation attacks, we're taking you as prisoner. I'm like, stop. Don't take me as prisoner.
Yep. All right, Devin, what's your honorable mention?
I don't have any because I should have written some. There were some good ones. I wonder if I still have that list.
Do I have to remind you of this every time we do an honorable mention?
You do. Because, like, here's the thing. Like, there were some.
It just has to be something you enjoy. As long as it's not something you've already recommended before.
Oh.
What would you recommend?
I was thinking about the devil fruit. Sorry, I was like, I should have put some honorable mentions on the devil fruit. There were some good devil fruits.
Yeah. No, the not it's not honorable mention, recommendation.
Oh, it's the recommendation.
Did I misspeak? I may have misspoke.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I was like, oh, I should have. I recommend Jack, our unofficial mascot slash third podcast member who's sitting there licking his feet.
Okay. Your feet. Other than that, what else do you recommend?
Let's see. Dude, have you watched the new season of Bob's Burgers?
I have not. I keep trying to get Hannah to watch it.
Dude, she's got to hop on.
It did not help the fact the first episode is like, my crotch is itchy. And she's like, excuse me, what? And I'm like, it gets better, I promise.
It gets better. We're not, this is not something weird, I promise.
But it was not a good introduction. She goes, let's watch something. I'm like, no, it gets better. She goes, I'm not feeling it after the crotch thing. I'm like, no.
It gets better, Hannah. Come on. Come on.
But you're recommending Bob's Burgers?
I am.
Not the crotch scene, okay?
Not the first episode, no. After the first episode, watch episode 2.
I would recommend the whole series, even the crotch.
Dad, my crotch
but, my recommendation is a bit raunchy as well. It is What We Do in the Shadows. It's a vampire documentary show. It's really comical. My favorite season is season 4. Where it's like more visual comedy. There's one point where they're trying to renovate the council, and just the lady who like is the secretary of the council did not like the renovation, so she's like having her race do stuff. So there's a guy hammering or doing some like measurements or something. All of a sudden, you see at the bottom just like a cartoon star going around, and the latitude.
Yeah, and we were talking about that the other day. I was like, I gotta get back into that. I'm so burnt out from The Office. That show reminds me of The Office. It's like, I don't want to watch this until, because watch.
To be fair, you were rewatching The Office just almost like every week when you were hanging out with Tatum.
Dude, yeah. God, bro. Even growing up, when it was on live TV, NBC mm-hmm. and TBS will just play that constantly. It's like, dude, I get it. It's The Office. I mean, The Office is great, but when you've watched it so many times, you're like, I'd rather watch Parks and Recs.
I love Parks and Recs.
I've never finished that one all the way through.
I have actually rewatched it 8 or 9 times.
You know what's, hey, did you hear that Chris Pratt's Garfield?
No, I heard it.
Good.
No, I heard it. So I was watching like, oh, it's Garfield, and he started talking. You know, that's Chris Pratt.
Chris Pratt is now Mario and Garfield.
And then there was this meme where it was like, he's Squidward. What next? That cat Squidward?
Meow.
And it's like Chris Pratt.
Dang it, Chris Pratt. You're Star-Lord. You're some guy from Jurassic World. Dude, I haven't even finished the last Jurassic World movie. Like, it's on Peacock and it's on Prime Video. I started it. I was like, yeah, this is a cool movie. And then I've
seen every Jurassic World and Park movie.
Dude, I got distracted.
Except for the animated Jurassic World series. I haven't seen that.
I haven't seen them either. I feel like that's targeted towards, like, young kids. And I'm like...
It is. Apparently it has some good stories in it, but I have not watched it, so I cannot recommend it.
Wow.
Do the outro.
Well, if you guys enjoyed what you've seen here, check out my podcast, The More Sports Podcast, where we're not your typical sport podcast. We try to do something a little different, but it's never a dull moment.
I try to push them out of the comfort zone and review new sports and do a lot of inclusionary sports as well. Then we got Popcorn Bucket. We're seeing about the schedule. We review movies. That's all I'm going to say for right now.
Yep, we review movies.
It comes out on Sundays, but schedule is a bit icky right now because we've got stuff going on in our lives. Then we got this podcast, which the audio is going to be on here, the random out. And then there's going to be a visual version on the YouTube channel. Devin, what's it called?
It's called Random Incorporated, and you guys will see it here. But we also did some original, like, react stuff. We try to do some real content together on the YouTube, and then like some podcast episodes are on there. I'm slowly getting them in there short as soon as I can. It's a process. But hey, if you like,
oh my gosh, I forgot about the FIFA thing. I just pulled it up.
Yeah, the FIFA thing. No, I was, FIFA.
Dude. Why don't you post? Nope. Yeah, Nope hasn't come out on.
Yeah, it has.
Okay.
It has. I promise you, I am double checking myself. Like the first thing I always do is I always check to see what's out.
We did not. Oh. I've got to check this. My timeline is not that bad. My timeline is that bad.
Yeah, dude, I check this on a daily. I was like, all right, which episode am I uploading today? Yeah, nope.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's what happened. Because you canceled on me, and then my stuff happened, so I had to move stuff around.
Mm-hmm.
I kept trying to get a bunch of like Godzilla movies filmed, but canceled. So I had to cut this year's 2023 schedule in half, and then with my sister moving in, it also got bumped up because it was like we can't do nearly as much as the one. So my life is bad right now.
But all right, Kyle, any last words?
Catch y'all on the flip side.
Oh, awesome. Till then, guys. Hey, that was pretty. That went right. 31 minutes.
Okay. We gotta go do some stuff. If you want to, we can do the headcanon one.
My phone's about to die. So, okay. We're not.
You want to save it for the weekend?
Yeah, we can save it for the weekend. That's the only thing we got left to record.